This is the local VK5 news segment.
Good morning, this is David, VK5KC, on behalf of the organising committee for the WIA Annual General Meeting to be held at Harndorf in the Adelaide Hills, May 19th to the 21st, 2017. Full details of the program are now available on the WIA website. If you go to the main page, wia.org.au, on the right-hand side is a link to the AGM information. So please check it out. We've a fantastic lineup of technical presenters and other activities for the weekend. You may attend all or just some of these activities. As far as the actual AGM goes, on Saturday morning, no registration is required and no charge is made to just attend the AGM. But should you require refreshments, then you will be requested to register. But you can turn up as a WIA member and attend the annual general meeting Saturday morning, the 20th of May, at the Adelaide Hills Convention Centre from 9 a.m. Thanks for listening. This is David, VK5KC, for the organising group of the AGM 2017.
And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. It's Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Last Friday, we were entertained with an excellent presentation by David, VK5DG, on his very recent experience in Korea as part of a family holiday in Asia. Whilst there, he and one of his daughters took the opportunity to pay a visit to the border between North and South Korea. He says that, for an Aussie, it was a real eye-opening experience and just a little on the scary side. We were treated to some photographs of his trip as well, and it certainly hammers home how lucky we are in this country. One of David's daughters is now keen to go on a tour into North Korea to have a better look at life on the dark side. I suspect that she has no intention of defecting, though. Many thanks, David, for a very interesting and thought-provoking evening. We have held our first committee meeting for the 2017 Annual Surge Convention, and with two new members on the team, some very good ideas were thrown into the ring. We will certainly be looking at implementing some of them. We hope to have some top-notch presentations again this year, and we have two or three people in mind to deliver them. We are working on planning for the dinner, and we have the advertising under control. So, at this point, everything's looking rosy. Steps have been taken to introduce amateur radio into several schools in our area by asking them if we can come along and give a presentation on amateur radio and donate a foundation license manual to be put into their library system. Hopefully we get acceptance from the schools which have been approached and some new young budding amateurs may result. If one steps forward, we can consider the exercise a success. Many thanks to Andrew, VK5MAS, for the work that he has put into this. Steve, VK3ZAZ, has now got APRS up and running between Mount Gambier and the better part of the Western Districts of Victoria. This will allow tracking of suitably equipped amateurs, thus increasing safety in the event of unforeseen circumstances. Many thanks, Steve. 2017 is shaping up as a great year for our club, and we hope that your club is enjoying similar circumstances. There seems to be a lot of activity on a number of fronts at the present time, with balloon launches and all sorts of other experiments going on. Great to see. That will pull me up for this week, so the members of the South East Radio Group hope that you all enjoy your week, and we look forward to telling you about our week again next Sunday. 7-3 from Surge.
Good morning. This is Jeff, VK5IU, from the Lower Murray Amateur Radio Club. I see that we're all right back into it for 2017. Next Friday is our coffee morning, the 10th of February, at 10:30 a.m, McHugh's Bakery on Adelaide Road. The following week is our normal monthly meeting at 1 p.m, Tuesday, the 14th of February, Johnston Park Club Rooms. And our usual night meeting will be 7 p.m. 28th of February at Johnston Park. All are welcome to these meetings and get-togethers. Our famous 2-metre and 70-centimetre J-pole has gone back into production as demand outstrips supply, so be quick to order one. Anthony, VK5QS, is progressing well with our 2-metre repeater project, and at our previous meeting presented splat diagrams for the different sites to house our repeater. The current design is a split receive and transmitter, as we can't afford the cavity filters, maybe one day. Our club has started to grow again with now 15 members. If you live in the Murraylands or anywhere in the world, you can become a member of the Lower Murray Amateur Radio Club for $5. Remember, the Murraylands is the centre of the empire, and as it happens, to be the best place in the world to live. Fact. Until next time, 73's Jeff VK5IU.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everybody. This is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a brief note from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. The AGM was held last Wednesday, and the new committee is President David Minchin, VK5KK, Vice President Paul Mullins, VK5VCO, Secretary Paul Rowers, VK5NE, Treasurer Tim Dixon, VK5ZT. The committee members are John Ross, VK5NI, Wayne Pearson, VK5APN, and John Hez, VK5FABG. To the incoming members and those who are continuing on, thank you for stepping up. We wish you well. To those outgoing members, thank you for your efforts over the past few years in office. And to all the members, we thank you for your support over the past 6 years. A list of TechNight subjects are being compiled, starting with the 15th of February, and will be distributed soon. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. All visitors and potential members are most welcome. 73's Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
Good morning. This is Keith, VK5OQ, with some notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. The next tech night of the club will be held on Wednesday, February the 15th, and this will be an evening on the 3.4 gigahertz panel transverters. Anyone having one of these transverters who would like some help or just like to bring it along to demonstrate, there will be assistance available for demonstration and help getting the transverter working. Recently, an email was sent out to the clubs in South Australia for distribution to their members. Attached to the email was a list of mostly Codan radios which are available for sale by tender. And the email contained the details. People who are interested in this sale are reminded that tenders close at midnight on this coming Sunday, which is today, the day of this broadcast. So if you're interested, the proceeds of this sale will be split in equal parts between the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club and the CFS Foundation, the charity that helps CFS members who have been injured in fighting bushfires. So that's all for this week. This has been Keith, VK5OQ, for the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the Northeast Radio Club. Last Wednesday at the Coffee Club, a couple of the members of the library staff came along and thanked the Northeast Radio Club members for all the efforts that we made to put on a very successful Family Radio Day, which helped to showcase radio and electronics to younger people. They were very pleased with the activity, and they promised that they will probably organise another one in the future. So thanks once again to everybody involved in the activity. The last tech night was conducted by Phil, VK5SRP, and he gave us a very informative session on the production and use of crystals. And he had a very interesting historic film on crystal production during the Second World War. Certainly hairstyles have changed a lot since then. There's some of the use of machinery and that left a lot to be desired in modern occupational health and standards, safety standards. So, quite a bit has changed since then. But it was good to see the way it was done in the good old days. Also, a big cheerio to Pat, Phil's XYL. Believe you've had a recent piece of surgery done. Hope that you're getting well and that you'll be up and about soon. And don't forget, next Friday night, the 10th of February, will be our general meeting for February, and it's going to be a discussion and feedback session to assist with planning and future directions for the Northeast Radio Club. So please come along, prepared to get involved, and feel free to share any ideas that you may have. Once again, the meeting will be at the Modbury West Community Hall, Capulet Crescent. Get there at 7:15pm for a 7:30 start. Hope to see you there. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning. This is Barry, VK5BW, with news and notes from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The next Thursday night meeting for the new year will be on the 16th of February to start at 7:30pm and will be held at the Blackwood Community Hall in Young Street at Blackwood. This will commence at the AGM meeting to elect this year's committee to run the club and will be followed by a general meeting with a presentation from Rod Spurrier, VK5ZRK, with a talk on exploring the VLF, or alternatively, whistlers and other VLF signals. There will be a break for supper as usual, before the general meeting commences. There will not be a technical session at the shack this month, so the next shack opening will be on the second Saturday, the 11th of February, which will also be a social morning, just before the AGM on the following Thursday. See you all there. The new AHARS website is up and running in all its glory. Kim, VK5FJ, was able to crack the problem of getting the new site to appear on the net. If you have any helpful suggestions, please email Paul, VK5PAS, whose email is vk5pas@wia.org.au and is our webmaster for this site. That's all for this week. For all matters concerning AHARS, please contact me at vk5bw@wia.org.au. This has been Barry, VK5BW, for the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Good morning, all.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.